Hello, it's Wednesday, July 2nd. This is Liraden Gita, Portfolio Manager for the Sawgrass Large Quality Growth Strategy. The month of June solidified a remarkable recovery for U.S. equities, driven by AI momentum, trade relief, and resilient earnings. The stock market rally in June has brought stocks to new all-time highs. The S&P 500 delivered a total return of 5.1% for the month. This marked the best June since 1990, fueled by a V-shaped recovery from April's tariff-driven lows. The index surged 24.5% from its April 8 lows. In terms of sector performance, technology and communication services emerged as sector leaders, and defensives such as utilities and healthcare were the primary laggards for the month. For most of fourth quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year, investors rotated away from growth leadership and towards defensives and cyclical sectors. However, for this month and the entire second quarter of this year, the AI-driven growth stocks and the momentum factor came back into favor. Growth outperformed value by 300 basis points for the month, and factors such as low volatility, value, and profitability underperformed. From a macro perspective, there were several drivers that contributed to improving the sentiment on risk assets. That is the 90-day tariff pause and the U.S.-China trade de-escalation, the dollar falling 7% for the quarter and hitting a three-year low, and volatility measured by the VIX index falling from 50 all the way to 17 and reducing the overall fears. Looking at the current market conditions, there are three potential risks to consider. First, the July 9th tariff deadline could potentially be a negative catalyst for risk assets. Uncertainty looms as the 90-day pause is near expiration, risking renewed volatility. Second, in regards to Fed policy, Chair Powell noted the tariffs delayed the rate cuts, but market priced in two rate cuts by the year end. There is a high probability that the Fed could remain tight for much longer than the market expects due to tariffs and policy uncertainty. And finally, valuations remain elevated. The S&P 500 forward PE ratio reached a 22 multiple, trading well above historical averages, and earnings growth estimates are decelerating. Going forward, we think that the market will continue to broaden in the second half of the year, given the Fed's easing cycle and the extreme relative valuations between the mega cap stocks and the rest of the market. We hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you.